This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Southeast Asia's top diplomats are meeting to appoint a special envoy to help deal with the political crisis and violence gripping Myanmar and finalize an emergency plan to help control a coronavirus outbreak that many fear is spiraling out of control in the military-ruled nation. The Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations, frequently dismissed by critics as the ineffective talk shop, has been under increasing international pressure to act on the troubles unfolding in Myanmar, a member where the military's February toppled the elected government. The grouping, however, is hamstrung by its policy of non-interference in the domestic affairs of member nations, as well as its requirements to reach a consensus among members. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out deadly drone strikes that killed two aboard a tanker off of Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement on Sunday. Blinken said, upon review of the available information, "We're confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people, using one-way explosives or drones, lethal capability it is increasingly employing throughout the region." He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. The United States top infectious disease expert is warning that more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on ABC's This Week that he does not foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter. However, he said not enough are inoculated to crush the outbreak. Currently, 58% of Americans 12 years and older are fully vaccinated. However, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said on CNN that U.S. vaccinations are up 56% in the last 2 weeks. The Financial Times reported on Sunday that Pfizer and Moderna have both raised the prices of their COVID-19 vaccines in their latest European Union supply contracts. The new price for the Pfizer shot was 19.50 euros against 15.50 euros previously. And the newspaper said, citing portions of contract seen, the price of a Moderna vaccine was 25.50 a dose, a contract show, and that's up from about 19 euros in the first procurement deal, but it is lower than previously agreed upon at 28.50 because the order had grown, the report said, citing one official close to the matter. The European Commission said Tuesday that the EU is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of the summer. Tokyo Olympics organizers said Sunday that they have banished six people, including two silver medalists, from the Games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Meanwhile, Tokyo's governor Sunday urged the public to abide to health protocols and get vaccinated after daily record high COVID-19 cases were reported in the capital on consecutive days. She toured a vaccination center located in an underground passageway connected to Tokyo Station, which aims to inoculate 2,000 education workers and others per day. Case numbers in the Olympic host city surged to a record high of 4,058 on Saturday. That's according to the Metropolitan Government, and it exceeds 4,000 for the first time and overshadows the games altogether. Again, Tokyo Olympic organizers saying that they have banished six people, including two silver medalists from games for breaking rules designed to prevent COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so relax wherever you are. Let me take you around Africa on disc, because today it's going to be real hot as we take off from Cameroon with Micheline Ewang in Le Petit Matin. And right after that, African Thriller by the award-winning Rocky Dauni of Ghana, and Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let's take it to the top with this cool and calculated lady, beautiful from Cameroon, Micheline Ewang, Le Petit Matin.
Sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Saya Bolingo, Alicia Stelo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that was Rocky Dawune of Ghana in African Thriller and Le Petit Matin by Michelini Wang of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more music that is gonna rock your moment, so stay close.
It's JR alongside Amzad Leeds.
Hello, Africa. This is JR, the Bond Sierra Leonean, reggae singer-songwriter based out of Washington, D.C. You are tuned in to the African Beat with David Vandy of The Voice of America. Keep it locked.
I am a Bond Sierra Leonean, said I'm in love with this green, white, and blue. I am a...
Now let's take a trip to Cote d'Ivoire with Monique Seka in this all-time favorite, beautiful music, Mission War. And right after that, Nyandebo by Emerson of Sierra Leone and Aye by Davido of Nigeria. Miss You Are right now with Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire.
I'm some boy reach do the beat. It means say the song legit. If I do me magic, well, I sir. Oh, yeah, the bo.
If you want me, I want you, eh.
baddest. Baby girl, you the baddest. Oh yeah, shake it your assets. Make him man no go forget. Imagine.
Davido of Nigeria, and right before that, Nyandebo, beautiful music by Emerson Bokeri of Sierra Leone, and Missoua by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire. This is your super show, the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And the number again is 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is your super show, the African Beat, bringing you music from across the continent, music that will make your day. Tanzania is going to be our next stop right now with Nakungangania by Milka Kakete. And right after that, Ethiopia's Abush Zeleke comes in with Jalajilo and Forever by Dobes featuring Mampi of Zambia. Nakungangania right now with Milka Kakete of Tanzania.
Natena ni maombi yangu. Adui ya inuka po kwa njia moja, atakimbia kwa njia saba. Ubariki uzao wangu, mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa. Na kunganga, nganga, nganga, nganga niya. Napokea ahadi zako, natena ni maombi yangu. Adui ya inuka po kwa njia moja, atakimbia kwa njia saba. Ubariki uzao wangu, mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa. Mimi na kunganga, nganga, nganga, nganga niya.
Horom sandu
Zambia's Dobes featuring Mampi in Forever, and right before that is Jala Jilo by Abush Zeleke of Ethiopia and Naku Ngangania by Milka Kakete of Tanzania. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to The African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
And let the music continue to roll, because this is the show that brings happiness into your homes. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is your moment. Make use of it. Remember, The African Beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays. And right now, Uganda is going to be our next stop with Halima Namakula in Africa Yeto. Right after that, Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And then we bring in some super African stars, Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, and Lola Ray, all in Africa Rising. We are one Africa. Beautiful tune. But first, Africa Yetu by Halima Namakula of Uganda.
Ah! sisi tunaleta show. Watu wanajua sisi ndio mwisho. Funky poor daddy vini ruka ruka kwenye flow.
Everybody shake it and take it to the floor.
Tunaleta nare tukikuja kwenye party. Kama unani feel hiyo rumba isakate. Kiwa una joto hizo drinks zikamate.
Uwe kwenye gari, kwenye ndege au meli.
Tusikize kwenye radio ama tuone kwenye telly. One, two, five, tunaenda straight to your belly. Tunamboto sana tunaenda kwenye streets. Watu wote ruka jum, loke kwenye kwenye seats.
Rising One Africa. Yes, I love this beat. Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, Lola Ray, all beautiful and wonderful stars from Africa. And right before that was Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America.
Shall come to pass. Amen. From grass to grass, from grass to grace. But it's left to us to make it happen on a daily basis. Back to back. Africa stand for peace. Let's face the fact.
I love my Africa. Rise up. Oh, Africa, rise up. I love my Africa. Rise up. I love my Africa. Rise up. We are one Africa. Together. Africa, rise up. I love my Africa. Rise up. Beautiful Africa, rise up.
Tanzania. Asante Nyerere Baba. Tunajivunia upendo wetu na amani. Ah, tena pia